You see, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Maureen Dunham, M-A-U-R-E-E-N-D-U-N-H-A-M, date of birth 10/11/1956, date of appointment March 27, 2025, requesting physician Emily Edskon, E-M. ILYETZKORN. Dear Dr. Edskon, I have the pleasure of seeing Maureen Dunham today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. In 2022, she got injection in the left arm. She was not able to move the arm at that time. It got swelling. And after 1.5 years, it went away. Presently, her hands are numb. She was seen by vascular surgeon, diagnosed with right subclavian artery stenosis. She is getting pain in the left arm, going to the neck, hands are weak, her toes are cold and shaking, they have numbness, memory is not good, she forgets a lot. Sister died of Alzheimer's disease. She was in the hospital due to dizziness. She cannot put head up. She passed out in the bathroom one time. Woke up with facial pain. Past medical history, mild COPD, sleep apnea, past surgical history, cataract surgery, cholecystectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, none. Socialist, she stopped smoking 15 years ago. She drinks couple of beers on weekend. She is a bookkeeper. She is widowed. Lives alone, have two children. Family history, mother deceased, hypertension, heart disease. She was killed in a motor vehicle accident. Father deceased, also have a heart disease. One sister deceased, she was obese, high blood pressure and Alzheimer's disease. One brother also deceased, chronic kidney issue and hypertension. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having vertigo, memory loss, numbness, tingling. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait mildly ataxic and rhombic test positive. Assessment and plan. 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 3, cervical radiculopathy. Number 4, degenerative disc disease. Number 5, mild cognitive impairment. Number 6, vertigo, dizziness. Number 7, syncope. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities, MRI of the C-spine, and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.